T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you if you are following us. No, it's not quite dead to us if you're not following us, but why aren't you? Very easy. We're on the Twitter machine. I'm looking at it right now. The top photo is the planet's greatest human being, my son, Quentin Robert Hartman, at an undisclosed location on the beach, St. Croix River. The next one is me walking away at the greatest golf experience in Minnesota. Number one place, if I could play anywhere in Minnesota, I'd pick Northland every single time. I am walking down towards the 15th fairway. Hopefully the ball is in the fairway. Maybe not, but it's an amazing spot on that golf course with Lake Superior in the background. And just if you haven't played Northland and you love golf, you have to play. Figure it out. Somehow do it. So at Chad Hartman Show. I think Dave is at Real Donald Trump. Is that who you are?
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
That'd be great if you were. At Dave _ Harrigan. I want to jump into this story that we all know about, but over the last 24 hours, we're learning more details about this 6-year-old who shot a teacher and how they had warning sign after warning sign. Okay. It's inexplicable, it's inexcusable, and it's criminal. But we've added a guest, and we've been meaning to talk about this for a little bit of time, but we just haven't found the right guest. It seems like it's inevitable now that TikTok is going to be banned in this country. I mean, you have Democrats, you have Republicans, you have universities, you have states, you have pressure on the president. I've said for a long time, Dave, I want to get on the TikTok. I have numerous adult friends who are on TikTok, and they absolutely love it. I see it on a regular basis from my boy Mikey, and he shows me fun stuff all the time. But then there's the belief of what the Chinese government is doing and what we're allowing them to do. So you've landed us a guest. Is it Joe Biden to talk about this? Is it Donald Trump? Who do we have?
Sleepy Joe himself, yes.
Sleepy Joe.
No, we have an excellent writer from the New York Times, Sapna Maheshwari. It's a long name, but okay. That's how you say it. She's great, and she's a business reporter for them and specifically covers TikTok. And just looking at her bio, there's TikTok, 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 TikTok story. So she's been on top of this thing for weeks and months. Very knowledgeable. She'll be fantastic at 208.
Great. So she's then. Jason is at the bottom of the hour, and Jim Pete is at 235. And Jason, courtside, will follow at 3:05. No Wolves. Nice win last night over New Orleans. Back in action this weekend. Okay. Indefensible. So, there were staff warnings at a Virginia elementary school. You know, times the staff warned administrators at this school before the six-year-old boy shot the teacher? 3 times. Was threatening other students in the hours before he shot the teacher. But the teacher's lawyer is saying the administration was paralyzed by apathy and didn't call the police. She is an attorney for Abigail Zwirner. There's a press conference yesterday. On that day, over the course of a few hours, 3 different times, school administration was warned by concerned teachers and employees that a boy had a gun on him at school and was threatening people. Zwirner, the teacher who was shot by this six-year-old, went to administrator around 11:15 on the day of the shooting and said the boy had threatened to beat up another child. No action taken. Hour later, another teacher goes to the administrator and said she'd taken it upon herself to search the boy's book bag, but warned that she thought the boy had put the gun inside his pocket before going outside for recess. The administrator downplayed the report from the teacher and the possibility of guns, saying, and I quote, "Well, he has little pockets." How would you like that, Dave? You are working at this school, and you are alert, you are terrified, you are frightened, you are doing your job, and you check the backpack, but you also believe the kid probably took the gun. I mean, it's a six-year-old. And so the administrator says to you, Dave, well, the kid has little pockets.
Case closed, right? That's them.
Yep. Move on. Yeah, move on. Shortly after 1 p.m., another teacher tells an administrator that a different student, now, I repeat, a different student, who is crying and fearful, said the boy showed him the gun during recess and threatened to shoot him if he told anyone. I repeat, no action was taken. Again, this is from the attorney, her perspective. When another employer who heard the boy might have a gun asked the administrator to search the boy, he was turned down. He was told to wait the situation out because the school day was almost over. And an hour later, Abby Zwirner was shot. Late yesterday, after closed-door meeting, the school board announced the departure of the superintendent, who has been sharply criticized after the incident. Again, the school deserves their side to make that clear, to respond. Obviously, it's possible, Dave, 100% of this story is correct. What if half of this story is correct? What if 25% of this story is correct? How, knowing the amount of violence we have in this country from everywhere, even young kids, as startling, as impossible, as improbable, as unlikely as it seems, it happens. And we are so aware of school shootings, and administrator after administrator, we're almost done, little pockets, didn't see anything, won't check. How could someone with reasonable intelligence and caring just a modicum at their job make any of these decisions? I want people to chime in. I want Dave, you to chime in. Because outrageous is not strong enough. A dereliction of decency an abdication of your responsibility. How in the hell can this happen? 651-461-9226. Let's go. Text or call. 651-461-9226. Do we have to keep playing Gloria Estefan the entire show?
What's wrong with Gloria Estefan?
Doesn't do a lot for me, I got to be honest.
Well, there's a lot of things that don't do a lot for you. You could have an open mind. Maybe some people are enjoying this.
Well, you're not one of them. You said it was the worst thing you've ever watched.
The halftime show? That's because she only showed up for 2 minutes of the 12 or 13. We had a
maybe
full
she's
13.
Lazy.
Oh, wow. Okay, now you're making a bold statement right there.
I said maybe. I didn't say she is.
I think you said maybe to do a little CYA. I think you're calling out Gloria right now in front of the whole world. Come on,
well,
what do you have to say?
I mean, she's had a great career. She may be flourishing right now. I don't know. I don't really care to listen to her. I mean, you know what I think it is? I don't think she's given enough profile to the Sound Machine.
I'll give you an option. I can stick with A, option A is sticking with Gloria for the rest of the show as we pay tribute to the worst halftime show of all time, Super Bowl XXVI.
I don't think you are paying tribute
or
to an atrocity, as you described it.
Option B, you know what? Yeah. We have to remember our atrocities. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to wash away history. You know, I'm not burning books here, Chad. All right,
you're no Ron DeSantis.
Exactly right. You know what? We have to teach about every moment of history, good, bad, and different. Option B, if you don't want Gloria, we'll go with the best of Styx and Journey.
God, keep playing. Add Rush to it. I mean, among the massively overrated groups from the 70s and 80s of my youth. Ugh, yuck. Rush, Styx, Journey.
I didn't know you disliked Rush so much. Now I know what to play for tomorrow.
Dead to me. All three of them. All three of them. Okay. Back to this terrifying story. Six-year-old shooting the teacher. One opportunity. Second opportunity. Third opportunity. Fourth opportunity. And these buffoons, these incompetent administrators, let this happen. They let this happen by not giving a damn and showing just a little bit of execution with their job. So instead, Abigail Zwirner was shot by a six-year-old who has, if you've read about the kid, some significant issues have happened in this kid's life, which already raised the radar some. What do you want to say about this one?
Whew, there's a lot to say. If even a fraction of the story is true from what she's said about all the warnings and all the notes to administrators, and I mean, just shut it down. just shut it down if that's the case. There's one job above all for anyone that's employed at a school, whether that's a teacher or an administrator, it's keep the kids safe. That's the number one job. And it's a egregious failure in this case as a teacher. Obviously wasn't kept safe by her employers. But I think I took a call during the break here from a local teacher here who didn't want to go on the air.
Okay.
But a lot of what she was saying was going back to our conversation earlier this week just about discipline in schools and how people there's a push for, you know, a push among parents and other people to say, hey, let's pick it up here, schools. And her comments were really disturbing, talking about threats she's received from students who say they just want to punch her in the face when they're upset about a grade or some sort of discipline that she's handing out. And she spoke about administrators that she's worked with who are either overwhelmed, swamped with all other responsibilities, or frankly are just afraid to step in because they don't want whatever repercussions could be coming their way from discipline. So instead, they let this thing, you know, let these things happen. And, you know, it's time. It seems to me the administrators at Newport News were just, you know, we need to get past the idea that it can't happen at our school, that these things happen elsewhere, because they happen everywhere. It's plain to see over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It doesn't matter the neighborhood, doesn't matter the school. All right, it's time to stop believing that this is somebody else's problem.
So many good points. I mean, you nailed it about everywhere. Everywhere. And honestly, how often are administrators warned about what continues to happen with violence, with weaponry at schools that even before Columbine, but certainly since Columbine, this belief, well, this is sacred land. This will never happen here. That's over. That is ended. But yeah, if people missed it, it was on Tuesday, multiple segments where we talked about, I think it was, we started about 1:35. We even kept it going into the first segment. 2 o'clock, lengthy amount of time in the first segment in the 2 o'clock hour. So another reason why you should podcast the show, you can listen to it that way. We give you options with segments and half hours and hours. This is a case where you can listen to the half hour of 1:35 and in the first half hour of the 2 o'clock hour talk about this. Because you're right. There is a reluctance. There is an uncertainty about what am I getting myself into. If I get involved in this, am I targeting the kid? Am I going to get in trouble from the parents in this? I'm sorry. If you're so timid and you're so afraid of litigation when employee after employee is telling you about concerns about a gun and one kid has said, I saw the gun. And he threatened me. And we can't check the kid thoroughly? You're gone. You're absolutely gone. Now, a texter is saying that, yeah, they fired the superintendent, but still allowed 2 years and $250,000 in severance. You know, that's a union, I guess. I get where unions are going to defend their employees. And for some unions, they literally have no choice. I also would think, Dave, there's just something about you're so incompetent at what you are doing that severance is out. It's a little bit like the Dave Hutchinson story, you know, where, and if you believe a lot of it is tied to addiction and issues, but Dave Hutchinson going back to Metro Transit, because that's how the policy is, he left his previous job in an egregious way, putting others in harm's way when he was well over the limit. Reports of bullying, of race, of homophobia, and you just get your job back. In this case, sometimes, you know, even with the union, did that automatically a severance just shouldn't be in the mix. It just should not. Our friend Jason DeRussia from Drive Time with DeRussia. Jason makes his regular appearance with us after traffic and weather on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.